morning, y'all. Shake it out. Roll out of bed. Put a brush to that bed head. Go ahead and brush your teeth. And get ready for the Rosie on the House Show. If you have a project you're trying to tackle anywhere around the great state of Arizona, your house, home, castle, or cabin, trying to do a little painting, drywall repair, maybe you've got a little bathroom makeover. Jennifer and I are kind of living through one of those right now at our very own home. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We show up every single Saturday morning, all of us here at Rosie on the House. We have Miss Stephanie, our ASU student intern. She graduated. Do we know she graduated? Miss Stephanie always helps us when we're out on the road. We are on the road. Mike Reesh is back at broadcast headquarters.
Playing with the ding button. And the buzzer button.
Maybe you should go back.
Reel that guy in. Mike Reesh, our broadcast engineer, is doing the job he always does, making sure we are
not playing with
flawless,
a whoopee cushion button.
A whoopee cushion.
Don't give him any ideas.
Flawless performance. But we, the broadcast team, are actually out on site. At about, what do you say, 5,600 feet is where we are right now?
No. That's about the lowest you can start Aspen. Oh. Bison Ranch in Heber Overgaard, we're at about 7,000.
7,000. We are at Bison Ranch. We're on the grass lawn, the backyard of Bison Ranch. It's a beautiful little alcove, a little miniature pond. We've got all the shade tents set up, the tables set up. We've got the smokers going for about the last 2 hours. Someone already started the kettle corn popper, and we're going to start the water for the crawfish probably, what, about right after the broadcast or about 10 o'clock?
I would say you might be a little earlier.
You're telling me I'm doing
that.
The last hour of the show by myself.
You might be a little earlier than that.
Okay. So we'll start the water on the crawfish. It takes a little while
to get it going at high altitude.
Get it to boiling temperature. We've got the volunteers are beginning to show up. The parking lot's beginning to show up. We're anticipating several hundred people. I don't know what we had last year. It had to approach 1,500, 2,000 people last year, didn't it?
Yes, over the course of the entire day. It really technically starts at noon, but I mean the ranch is open now. They've got the cafes already serving coffee.
Yeah,
the shops are going to be open earlier. So from dawn till dusk,
if you're in the Heber Overgaard area and you're looking for something to do, get on over to Bison Ranch and have a blast. If you're not from Heber Overgaard area, we would not advise you getting in the car right now and coming up here because every motel room in the vicinity is taken. You will have to commute to Sholo or to Payson for a night's lodging.
Make it a day trip.
We've been talking about it. For some people, it could be a day trip. We've been talking about the Crawfish Festival for quite a while. It's our second annual we're holding at the Bison Ranch. Not only are we serving crawfish, but we're serving Boudreaux's Secret Smoked Ribs as well for a little variation.
Yes, sir. And in addition to that, we've
got... Sure smells good.
Yes. Wait till you try it.
Oh, man.
And then last year, Stacy's Barbecue joined us. They did fried fish. They're here again doing a Cajun blackened fish.
And we're ready for the crowds this year. Last year, we ran out of almost everything. We had
nobody knew what to expect.
We had no idea how many people would show up.
The festival, we had stopped really doing much with it about 2007 when there were some things going on with the people that were running in it. And then that festival completely died about 2010. So it had been, three or four years since there had been a crawfish festival. This is farther from Phoenix and Tucson than it's ever been before, so we weren't sure what that was going to do. It didn't stop anybody from coming.
Well, I'll tell you this. I was reading the Mogollon Rim News, and you made it into the community event calendar.
Oh, boy.
Mogollon Rim News.
All right. Look out, Shaq.
So how about that? And a lot of the retail centers all over the Heber Overgaard area, as well as far down as Christopher Creek and over to Sholo, have posters on display that have been advertising it. So, anyway, we're at the Crawfish Festival, but we're here, so we're going to be eating. We're going to be eating some really good stuff after the show, that's for sure. But between now and 11 o'clock, we're here to answer your questions about home remodeling, home improvement, home maintenance on your house, home, castle, or cabin. We're here every Saturday morning to answer those questions. If you're in the middle of a project, call toll-free 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're going to be talking a little bit later in the show about What is it? What's the three R's? Recycle,
reuse, and repurpose.
We're going to be talking about ideas. Jennifer's been doing a lot of research on that particular topic.
It's an exciting topic.
And
it
was all driven by a listener to the show who lives on a beautiful ranch in Sulphur Springs Valley, north of Wilcox, who actually repurposed a tremendous amount of building material. They invited us down to the ranch. I went down. I can't even remember what problem they had. But if you own a ranch and you've got a problem with your house, I'll take a field trip into New York. There is no other excuse I need. And they were having some problem. I can't remember what it was. And I said, well, look, I'm going to be in your part of the state probably about the end of middle of February of last year. I took an extra day. I ran up and met them. Beautiful, beautiful place. Super great people. And it ended up that the original homestead of the ranch that they had bought, they generally rebuilt virtually the entire building using repurposed material. So that generated the idea for a repurposed show. That's going to be our show in the 10 o'clock hour. Y'all stay tuned for that. In a little bit, I'm going to bring Dan Harmon back in, Dan King from Harmon Solar back in the conversation. He was on air with us last week solving every dilemma, curing every confusion, answering every anxiety. We put the solar issue completely to bed last week. If you had a question about it, there was no reason after last week's broadcast you should have any more questions about it.
But I'm sure there were.
And then on Tuesday, it's announced that APS hoping to put free solar panels on 3,000 homes to help meet state-mandated goals for output from alternative energy sources. So this is like another whole wave of confusion in and about the sensitive, underutilized Arizona solar industry. So we're going to have Dan in here in just a couple minutes and see what he can do to once again put the every question or anxiety or confusion about the solar industry and solve it.
Because you're going to have to, one, find a home that qualifies for it, because I'm sure not every home does. The roof might not be big enough for the amount of solar that they need, this, that. So what are you going to do
if your neighbor
puts it on after you just spin it out of pocket?
Ouch.
That's just one of the confusing questions about the whole program. That's exactly right. I just spent $25,000 to put it on mine, and look, APS is putting it on my neighbor's house for free. All right. Well, we'll get into that again. The Rosie Certified Solar Contractor from Maricopa County is going to be on Dan King in the next segment from Harmon Solar. So we're here again taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer, you've done a lot of research on today's topic.
I have. So exciting. I didn't want to stop.
You even took a field. You took the liberty of taking a couple field trips and got there looking at stuff.
I have all kinds of fun things to help inspire and educate and encourage.
Well, it got me to thinking about some of the things that we've actually repurposed and recycled and reused. And we're going through a small little remodeling project at our house right now. And we took out this table. And I bought that table just before you and I got married, along with a fold-out couch that was our bed for like the first year and a half or 2 years we were married. And I was remodeling an Arizona senator's home, John Conlon. And this is in 1970. We got married in 78. So this is the end of 77. And we had to go move his dad as a part of this remodel. His dad was Jocko Conlon, who was the first Major League Baseball umpire to ever be admitted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. So that little piece of furniture that you're refinishing,
it has
here,
a story.
That's the reason you invest the time in it, right?
That is.
Now, we don't have the couch in the fold-out bed anymore.
No, that's long gone.
that's gone.
Fabric.
And then you brought your grandmother's travel trunk to the Irwins.
Yep, and they're working on it. We're going to be posting pictures of that as they go, of each process, on Facebook. So we're waiting. The first step is he's going to take every single piece apart, and it's going to look like a little heap. So, and then he's going to put it all back together.
Well, I don't want to see that part of the project.
I do.
And this is your grandmother's travel trunk that came over the Cumberland Gap in a covered wagon.
Well, great-great. Yeah.
Great-great.
Yeah.
When they came over the Cumberland Gap to settle in the area of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So, another little family
steamer trunk.
Okay. So, we're going to be covering all that again.
And the calls are coming in, 1-888-767-4348. That's
1-888
Rosie for you. It takes just a few minutes longer to process the calls when we're on remote, so just hang in there. Our call online, I'm actually trying to get Brad Porter. A lot of our Rosie Certified partners are up here. He's with Integrity Air Conditioning, and our next question is a Freon question. So that, what better way to answer that than to bring Brad over here? So we're summoning Brad Porter right now if you're listening to the broadcast.
Well, I'll tell you what, Romy. Jennifer was doing some field trips on recycling and repurposing this week. I did a field trip this week. We have a show coming up the end of August on the future of air conditioning. I had the most mind-blowing field trip this week of a guy who has invented something I think has the potential of recreating the entire air conditioning industry.
Interesting.
It's incredible. And when you look at it, you think,
why?
Wow, how simple is that? He actually has a hybrid system installed on a Christian care facility. Their air conditioning bill at this point has been cut in half, leaving the thermostat exactly at the same place.
Wow.
Anxious to hear about it.
I mean, if you could, instead of your air conditioning bill on the desert floor, doubling your energy bill for the month, how about if it only went up 15 or 20% in the summer? That's innovation. That's what Rosie on the House is all about.